November 1, 1912. The thought of oneself impoverishes and degrades the soul. Only those who need something think about themselves. Those who live in the divine will are in the same condition as Jesus. Being very afflicted because of the privation of my adorable Jesus, I was praying and repairing for all. In extreme bitterness, I turned thought to myself and I said, "Have mercy on me, Jesus. Forgive this soul. Aren't your blood and your pains mine too? Are they perhaps less worthy for me?" While I was saying this, my adorable Jesus told me from my interior, "Ah, my daughter, why are you thinking about yourself? You are now going down, reducing yourself from owner to the miserable condition of one who asks. Poor daughter. By thinking of yourself you impoverish yourself, because in my will you are owner and you can take anything you want on your own. If there is anything to do in my will, it is to pray and to repair for others. And I, most sweet Jesus, you love so much that those who live in your will do not think about themselves. And you, do you think of yourself?" What an inappropriate question. And Jesus, "No, I do not think about myself. Those who need something think about themselves. I need nothing. I myself am the sanctity, the happiness, the immensity, the height and the depth. I lack nothing, nothing. My being contains all possible imaginable goods within itself. If any thought occupies me, it is the thought of mankind, which, in creating it, I made come out from myself, and which I want to come back to me. I place the souls who really want to do my will in the same condition, being one single thing with me. I make them the owners of my goods because there is no slavery in my will. What is mine is theirs. What I want, they want. Therefore, if one renders herself sensitive to some need, it means that she is not perfectly in my will or, at the most, she makes some dissents, just as you are doing right now, nothing less. Doesn't it seem strange to you that the one who formed one single thing, one single will, with me, asked me for mercy, pardon, blood, pains, when I made her owner together with me? I don't know what mercy or pardon to give her, since I gave her everything. At the most, I should forgive myself for some mistake, which can never be. Therefore, I recommend that you not leave my will, otherwise you would become poor and would feel the need for everything.